The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God asked the question, is there anything too hard for Him to do? Well, God lets us know in His Word that He can and does His will, whatever His will is, and man or anything else can't stop Him. We know God is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. The Bible tells us that in the first chapter of Genesis. God tells us that He created everything, kind after kind. That is, to reproduce their own kind. In Genesis 1, verse 26, notice what God had to say, the very one that became Jesus Christ when He got ready on the sixth day of creation week to create human beings. Notice verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. The Hebrew word for God here in Genesis 1 verse 26 as well as Genesis 1 and verse 1 is Elohim in the plural, which means more than one in the Godhead or God kingdom. There was and still is God the Father, and as it were, the one that became Jesus Christ. Now there are still two beings in the Godhead or the God kingdom or the God family, God the Father and Jesus Christ or God the Son. So that's why God, the very one that became Jesus Christ, said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now notice verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. This is telling us what God had done. He had created man in His image, male and female. It doesn't say God created man in His likeness, only in His image, in His form. Now notice Genesis 18, verses 1 and 2. Then the Lord appeared to him, that is to Abraham, by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he, Abraham, lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the ground. The one that became Jesus Christ appeared to Abraham as a man. So did the two angels. They ate a meal, which Abraham had his wife and other servants to prepare for the Lord and the two angels. Abraham walked with God for a way when he left. He had quite a conversation with God, as you can read in this chapter. The Bible talks about God having arms, hands, fingers, face, eyes, and so on. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that God wrote the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone two times with His own finger. Just more proof that we truly are in the image of God. That's what verse 27 says. But it does not say God created man in His likeness. Why? Well, because that is something that takes place over your lifetime, and you have a big part in that. You can't do that without God and Jesus Christ living in you, and God can't do that without your cooperation. God did say in verse 26, let us create man in our image after our likeness. So to create God's likeness in anyone is the hardest thing God can do. That is, if there's anything hard for God to do. Because God has to conquer the spirit or the mind in man to do that. And man doesn't give up easily. God gave man a mind, which is a spiritual component in his brain. That is something He didn't give any other creature, only man. Why did God give man a mind and not instinct or program him as He did all other creatures? There must be a purpose for mankind. Do you know what it is? Would you like to know? Notice again in Genesis 1 verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. My friend, do you realize that God intended man to rule, to have dominion, and God intended man to become like God? God intended man to rule his own mind or his own spirit so that he could and would become like God. God tells us the purpose of man. This same verse tells us why God gave man a mind instead of programming him. With the mind that God gave man, he can think, plan, build, create, choose what he will do. We can choose how we will conduct our life, where we will live, our occupation, whom we will marry, and whom we obey. We can choose what type of an attitude we have or what kind of character we build. God calls the mind a spirit, and indeed it is. The mind is a spiritual component which can be linked with God's mind by the power of the Holy Spirit. That spiritual component that we call the mind can also be linked with another spirit. Paul is speaking to converted people, Christians, if you will, in Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once also walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Yes, a different mindset, a different spirit, a different attitude Paul is speaking of, rather than the mindset and the attitude of God and Christ. Paul said there is a spirit that works in the people that disobey God. That spirit influences, entices, and deceives you into obeying him, that is, Satan the devil. So God gave man a mind or a spirit which can be linked up with God's Holy Spirit or Satan's evil spirit. Now why did God give man a mind or a spiritual component that could be linked to an evil spirit or an evil one? Well, because God is reproducing himself. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Now God said, "Let the cattle and other creatures, fowls, fish, and so on, bring forth kind after kind." That's what God is doing for these 6,000 years. He is bringing forth kind after kind. Adam and Eve were not created with holy, righteous character. They were only created in the form and shape of God to look like God outwardly. As we have already brought out, they were not created with evil character either. They weren't created with God's mind and attitude and character. Neither were they created with Satan's mind, attitude, and character either. They were not created with a rebellious mind and attitude like Satan has. Neither were they created with a holy, righteous mind and attitude like God has. They were neutral, and they had to build the mind that they wanted. So if God is in the business of reproducing himself, if God is in the business of enlarging his family, then why didn't God create Adam and Eve as spirit beings instead of physical beings? Why didn't God create Adam and Eve as spirit beings with holy, righteous character, especially when it was God's purpose to make man in his likeness, which means holy, righteous character that cannot sin? Well, because God cannot create holy, righteous character by fiat. God created angels as spirit beings, but somewhere along the line they had to choose whose mind and attitude they would build. They had to choose either to obey and be loyal to their maker, or whether they would cut themselves off from God and become fallen angels or demons like Satan, who was originally an archangel that rebelled against God and persuaded one-third of the angels to follow him. So those that chose to stay loyal to God put on holy, righteous character, but they can't be born into the family of God like man can, and like Jesus Christ was, which is the firstborn among many brethren, as it tells us. Notice what it says in Romans 8 and verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. And it means likeness. You can look that word up there. It means likeness. That he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Yes, Christ was the firstborn among many brethren. Now there has to be someone else that will be born into the family of God outside of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it would not say that he was the firstborn among many brethren. There's many to follow, my friends, and you need to understand this. Yes, Christ was the firstborn into the kingdom and family of God, the firstborn among many brethren. Have you ever wondered where the many brethren spoken of in this verse will come from? How will God build a big family? Well, simply the way that God intended from the creation of Adam and Eve, by building His holy, righteous mind, attitude, and character in human beings. And that is a lifelong process from the time that God begins to call you until you die. That is a lifelong process. As I said, God did not build holy, righteous character in Adam and Eve. Neither did He build evil character in Adam and Eve. You have to become like God and Jesus Christ, which is mankind's destiny. You can't create holy, righteous character by fiat. That's something that has to be built. And only God the Father and Jesus Christ can do that by the power of His Holy Spirit, dwelling in the spirit or the mind which God gave man. And God gave Adam and Eve that same mind as He gave you and me. Everyone that has and will be born, even God can't do that, can't build His holy, righteous mind, attitude, and character without your cooperation. And very few have been down through the ages and are willing now at this time to cooperate with God. In the beginning, Adam and Eve weren't willing to build the mind, the attitude, and the character of God. But they were willing to cooperate with Satan. So has this whole world. Adam and Eve and their son Cain wanted to build a world their own way. Aren't we still trying their way, which was the devil's way? Has it worked? Will it work? We keep telling ourselves it will. Yes, my friends, we keep telling ourselves that our way will work. It hasn't worked. And God says, Jesus Christ said, and you can read this for yourself in Matthew 24, said that man going his way, thinking that his way will work, will bring himself to the point of annihilation. Man is going to have to learn the lesson the hard way, that the only way to live is to live by God's word and God's law. And we have been willingly followers of Adam and Eve. They set the course of rebelling against God. They set the course of taking on Satan's nature. Mankind had fully taken on the nature of Satan 120 years before the flood. They had become so corrupt that God had to bring the flood to destroy mankind, except those that He saved by the ark. He only found one righteous man on the face of the earth at that time, and that was Noah. Mankind started off again after the flood pretty well on track, because they were kind of shaken up. And we're going to be shaken up when we come to the point that we will realize that mankind would have annihilated himself from this earth if Christ hadn't returned. And we're going to begin to obey God. Yes, there's a new world coming, my friend, and Jesus Christ is going to return in the near future to begin that new world. If you'd like to understand more of the purpose of life, then request our free booklets, Why Were You Born and Born with a Purpose. There's no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you, visit you, unless you request it. For these booklets, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. You may go online and request those booklets, and download and listen to pre-recorded programs at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle, wishing you a good day, and inviting you to keep listening to The Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and The Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.